Tom Verlaine, the central musician in the 70s New York punk band Television, hasn't released an album of new material in 14 years. Now he's put out two albums. The disc called Around consists of 14 instrumentals, while Songs and Other Things includes compositions with Verlaine's vocals. Rock critic Ken Tucker says the albums perpetuate the legend of Verlaine's perfectionism while offering a lot of lively music.
Years ago, it was possible to go to the dingy little New York City club CBGB's and behold a punk rocker who looked like a stork with a guitar. Thin, long-necked Tom Verlaine fronting the band Television. He sang in a strangled groan, and he distended high-register notes with a precision that was rare among the primitive bashing that characterized most punk. Indeed, what distinguished Television from colleagues like the Ramones or Blondie was Verlaine's meticulousness. A willingness to regularly break with punk's short, fast, loud ethos. Listen to the band's 1977 debut album, Marquee Moon, and now it sounds like a showcase for something punk rock was supposed to replace, the long soloing guitar god rave-up. Verlaine is still up to some of his old tricks. He sidles into a resounding cave of hard rock on this new song, Heavenly Charm. Compositions on Songs and Other Things consist of lyrics whose meanings are, for the most part, like abstract poetry without the pretentiousness, a series of striking images that rarely cohere into a narrative. The opposite is true of his guitar playing. Only one cut exceeds 5 minutes, and most are in the vicinity of three, sketches or doodles of what might have been longer, more elaborate structures. That's if Verlaine were interested in a conventional rock star career. As it is, he tours occasionally with members of Television to pay the bills that supply the electricity for what he apparently really wants to do, on the evidence of these records, noodle around with interesting arrangements of chords and tempos. The instrumental album, Around, offers Verlaine versions of everything from spaghetti western soundtrack music to a fractured rockabilly track like this, called Flame. My favorite piece of music on these two records is from Songs and Other Things, the track called Shingaling. The opening announcement finds Verlaine saying pretty much what I said earlier, that he doesn't want to perform conventionally structured rock songs, a sentiment the music then pleasingly contradicts, diving immediately into a funky riff. This, in turn, splinters into a series of those precisely plucked notes that have made Verlaine's music so instantly recognizable for three decades. You can practically see his spidery long fingers crawling across the strings.
Don't wanna jump and sing. Just won't play in the shingling. A tree so skinny, leaves are gold. More baby, baby be bold. Eyes aglow, yo. Together, favorite fascination, fever, and swim just like a beaver. Don't care what you ring, don't care what you bring, don't care what you sing, just wanna go across the ceiling.
On another song here, Verlaine claims to feel, as its title has it, all weirded out. Yet the overall feeling you get from this break in his long silence is that Tom Verlaine sounds very comfortable making music in a vacuum, without public reaction or commercial judgment. I know, nice work if you can get it, but this isn't self-indulgent work either. I hear it as a series of exercises Verlaine has chosen to make public, an opportunity to hear what Verlaine does in his apartment at night when he keeps vampire hours, endlessly teasing out new variations on an old sound. What we're privy to is nothing less than the pleasure of obsession, a man and his infinite absorption in getting sound out of a guitar.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed two new albums by Tom Verlaine. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. I'm Terry Gross. We'll close with a track by Pink Floyd. Today it was confirmed that the reclusive founder of the band, Syd Barrett, died a few days ago at the age of 60. This is his song, See Emily Play.
Emily tries, but misunderstands. She's often inclined to borrow somebody's dreams till tomorrow.